chapter, you saw it fit to refer it to our parliamentary legal. That as per your foresight, would have given us some form of surety that in whatever we venture in, would do so clearly covered in terms of the aspects of necessity in as far as legal parameters are concerned. And in this regard, the legal advice is squarely stipulating a number of areas. One, that how we could opt to deal with these matters if we were to deal with them, disregarding the fact that there is still this report from Judge Zondo Commission, which is a very a critical script for the understanding of the matters which arise. And therefore, I would want to urge the committee that let's follow the advice of parliamentary legal on the aspect of continuing with what happens to be an interest so far. And I would therefore move against what my colleagues have proposed for a call of the president to come and face the committee on the aspects which are of interest to the committee. My view is that we should await the process as enlisted by the legal experts. And after that, we'll still have time to reflect as to which steps do we have to take going forward. So my plea is somewhat covered by that advice. I don't want to denigrate it because that's our need, you see, in dealing with that. So I want to take that aspect. Yeah.
Babusan, just 1 second. All right, on that very groovy. All right, okay. All right, Babusan, are you done?
No, Chair. So my proposal is clear. That let's await and ensure that process is followed in totality through the advice of parliamentary legal. For now, we start the process through the outlook of the Zondo Commission report, which is going to come out at the end of the month, which the legal experts would have to choose it for us as COPA to see what route to take thereafter. Thank you very much, Chair.
Okay, thank you very much, Babusam. Right, okay. Ma'am Makau, I'm seeing your hand coming up and down. Right, let me go to legal and then they can just clarify their matters. And then there's two proposals on the table, right? Legal?
Thank you, Chair. In respect of the suggestion of a subcommittee, the intention there, Chair, was not to move the oversight function of the committee to a subcommittee. I think that there might have been some confusion. What we were suggesting and to clarify is that a subcommittee be established to study the documents more closely, because there is quite a bit in terms of the Zondo report, then going through the actual oral testimony that's been heard at the Zondo Commission to date, to go through that panel report and so on. Another important aspect of what a subcommittee could look at is we know that this issue of confidentiality is what is repeatedly being raised by SSA when it comes to issues of oversight. We know that clearly by the findings in the panel report in respect of how the AG's processes are frustrated. Now, as I indicated, a decision to close a meeting would require the party who is requesting closure of the meeting to motivate for that closure on any number of specific grounds. In this case, it would be safety and security of the Republic. Now, it may be helpful in a subcommittee setting for members to then familiarize themselves with the way in which the SSA operates so that we can respond to those requests properly. Because we don't believe that there's ever a basis for a blanket closure of meetings. There will always be issues that rightfully should be transparent, and where they can't be for valid reasons, then members need to be allowed to engage on that and then make a decision on the way forward. We have previously advised in other committees where requests have been made for meetings to be closed that the chairperson doesn't allow for closure because it isn't in the public interest. So the recommendation about a subcommittee chair was really as a working group in order to just cement the process a little bit more and to guide the committee on the way forward. What is it? What sort of information are we looking for? Who are we going to look to get that information? What sort of records are we trying to get, and so on, and then obviously move it to the bigger committee. That was a recommendation simply to ease the way forward, but I know SCOPA typically deals with big matters and splits work among members in its normal oversight processes, so of course the committee is at liberty to proceed whichever way it wants. Then, Chair, our opinion does not speak to the merits of the president's response or not. That falls outside of the scope of legal advice. The legal advice requested was specifically on the way forward. What are the options available to the committee? And we've made it clear that in our view, there is a basis for the committee to consider specifically issues related to the SSA. And we said at the end of the opinion that the committee may wish to call anybody that has provided a statement to the committee. And that, of course, would include the president. If the committee feels that it wishes to interrogate the president further on that statement, then the committee is, of course, at liberty to do so. And we apologize if the opinion seems to suggest that the president should or shouldn't be called, because that is not a decision that we make. Our advice is limited to the legal avenues available to the committee. And of course, the committee is always at liberty to invite any person it wishes to report to it on any matter that's related to its oversight. Thank you, Chair.
Yes, that is correct. I did indicate that I brought them in for clarity on the, because at some point, you know, SCOPA previously, even I think in the fourth parliament, dealt with the finances of SSA, and then a decision was taken to move those that work to the Joint Standing Committee on Intelligence. So the clarity was therefore very important to Uti. That decision, in my view, now it was a policy decision and one that can be changed, and it's not a legal. There's no legal bind. Or prescript which says we can't deal with the finances. And that clarity was important because it also, amongst others, arose out of the previous advice which we received, and members had issue with that when we were asked to consider the Joint Standing Committee on Intelligence. All right, let me take Honorable Hadebe. Thanks. May Ibrahim for that, and then we'll go to Honorable Makhau, and then we'll have to, of course, come to a decision on this matter. Right, Honorable Hadebe?
Thank you, Chairperson. I think let me start with what you have highlighted, just to re-emphasize your point that indeed, Chair, the matter that we assist with, it's no longer a matter of honorable death. Upon us accepting, Chair, to deal with this matter as SCOPA. It has become a matter of SCOPA. So we must be clear on that one so that as we move, we do not personalize issues of paramount importance. Now, Chair, I also want to acknowledge the work done by the legal opinion, even though we have received the opinion very late, but we understood that this is a matter of national importance. It needs our urgent attention. So at this stage, we're not going to complain about the late submission of the legal opinion. We highly appreciate it's here with us. I also want to appreciate the fact that the president did not prolong the inevitable. I was a bit skeptical that we might be requested to postpone to give the president enough time to respond. He has done an honorable thing and responded. But Chair, it was clear and evident from the onset that in dealing with this matter, we were not privy to the full content and extent of what was said in that leak audio, which is the subject of what we are dealing with today or this afternoon. But now that we had an opportunity to read the response from the president, including the legal opinion, it sought to provide a clear way forward in terms of the context of what was contained. Chair, it is the fact that here we are dealing with the issue that has been brought to the fore from the 9th of March, 2019. 2019 March, the high-level review panel report was made public. Now, if honorable members are not aware of the high panel review report, this is the report, Chair, that was commissioned by the president in June 2018, and it was published 2019. Now, that report, Chair, it's very critical and important to what we seek to find here. That report, Chair, it says, if I were to give you the context so that we have an understanding of why I'm going to propose what I'm proposing, Chair. It says, we think it is prudent to highlight here that our key finding is that there has been a serious politicization and factionalization of the intelligence community over the past decade. Now, that's the finding that has been in the public domain, to say over the past decade, the state security agents community has been politicized and factionalized. And now the finding went further to say resource abuse of the state security agent has become a cash cow for many inside and outside the agency. What went wrong in terms of the recommendation is that there has been politicization, there has been resource abuse, the state security agency has become a cash cow. This is not the information, Chair, that it's only now revealed by the president. These are not new revelations. For those of us who bothered to follow issues in the public domain, we know that what the president said in that leaked audio, it's not a revelation. From what I've read in the response from the president, from what I have read in the legal opinion, the president sees to be a subject matter in this case, unless ours is to play the man and not the ball. Let us focus on the ball to get into the root cause of those that are involved in looting the state fund. Asinokwazi ke ukujika matshe abe zizonke sifune upresident azi into engayazi. The reports are there for everyone to see. Hence, I want to propose to second the legal opinion that let us wait until the final report from the Zondo Commission for us not to duplicate issues. Once that report has been made public, and once we know which organ of state will be charged with implementing which a resolution, it will be easier for us as SCOPA to then say what becomes our role in this matter, not an individual. I repeat, we're not going to play the man, we're going to play the ball. We're going to get to the bottom of what is exposed, which is not something new. Let us make it our responsibility to go and interact with the high level review panel report published in 2019. My proposal, Chair, in closing, we've heard what the president has said. We need to get to the bottom of the abuse of public funds, be it the officials inside and out of the state security, be it, my apology, Chair, I was disturbed. I'm using my cell phone to connect into this meeting, so I'm receiving calls. My apology if I got disconnected. So I'm saying, let's get into the bottom of who are these culprits, but let us not force the president to know something that he does not know. Thank you.
Okay. But can I take Uma Mutola? She hasn't spoken, and then I'll go to Honorable Mahau and Honorable Mende.
Good evening, Honorable Chairperson. Good evening, colleagues, the legal unit of parliament and everybody present in the meeting. Chair, in risking what has already been said by two speakers here, Honorable Somyo and Honorable Big, I agree with them totally. Secondly, Chair, as we had agreed last time, that we are not going to cut corners in making sure that corruption is exposed in this country. Hence, as SCOPA, we had guards. When we had this, we said, put it before the president, let the president respond, because everybody in South Africa must be accountable in one way or the other. And in this case, our democracy is growing. We are making the president of the republic to be accountable to SCOPA, which I think I must congratulate, Chair, yourself and your team.
Depete is... Sorry. I'm trying to switch.
All right, Namtulasha, you can proceed.
Thank you, Chair. I'm saying, Chair, we must congratulate ourselves as SCOPA that we have proven beyond any doubt that we're doing our work. We don't look at people's faces. We look on the evidence before us. And this is what we are doing at the present moment. I also want to appreciate the report from the legal unit, very extensive, taking us far from other things that we might have not looked at closely. I then say, Chair, risking to repeat everything, let's follow the route that has been put by the leader. We can do away with committees if we think they are not going to assist us. But indeed, Chair, why would you want to bring somebody who have given you a response in writing? What makes us to think when he before us, he will change? I'm not sure what is the thinking behind that. However, Chair, I would want to again to say I am in line with what Honorable Beck has just explained, and he went very deep in making sure that we understand the background. asizukwazi ke che ujika amatya bezizolo. Sinomsebenzi esikopha before us. Billions have been stolen, broad daylight. We are following that. And we are very committed to do that. And we don't mind who the person is. But in this case, Chair, I think let's accept that we tried, we got the answers. And let's move in doing our work as OPA to make sure that every time and all the time, we look after the pests of the Republic. Yes, Chair, in doing so, we are not being personal. We just make it a point that without fear or favor, we will make everybody to account in each and everything that that person might have done. So, Chair, I don't want to repeat everything, but ngiyafuna ukuthi sonele, Chair. Let's then see, Chair, because we are very fortunate as a country. We got this when there's a process already, the Zondo Commission, that already has demonstrated its commitment and its agility to make sure that everything that was done, ebumnyameni, comes back to the fore so that everybody who's implicated can be taken to task. That's what Zondo Commission did for us. I want to congratulate the former president, Ubab Zuma, because he gave this opportunity to us as committee, as well as the South Africans. Let's follow it and not bypass anything, Chair. Let us be systematic in doing so. Also, we should not be emotional. We must not seek to embarrass people because we might not succeed in doing so. Let's just follow our legal unit, how they have just advised us. The risk is, Chair, to ignore your own. I'm not sure what would be the repercussions. It's good we're asking questions. There are clear answers. Let's then agree to say all that must be waited for when there is that conclusion. Nobody's going anywhere. We're all South Africans. We might not be members of SCOPA tomorrow, but we have started the process, which will have to be concluded, regardless who will be sitting in this. So, Chair, that's my take in so far as this matter is concerned. Thank you very much.
Right, thanks, Mam Tolashe. Can I just, Mam Mahak, just hold on, but I'm seeing members who've not spoken. And then you can come in, Mam Zebul, and I'll come to you, Mam Mahak, don't worry. Let me just take the colleagues who've not spoken. Mam Zebul.
Thank you very much, Chair, and the colleagues. I want to agree with my last speakers who mentioned the issue of the acceptance of the legal opinion. Also, we should wait for the final report of the Zondo Commission. There is no harm. We understand that this thing, this incident happened years ago. We were still living with it. Let us make sure that when we do things, we don't just do it for the sake of doing it. We make sure that we want things to change for the best. I thank you.
Right, thank you very much, Mam Zebul. Right, Honorable Mahau, Honorable Mente, Honorable Hatebe, is that a new hand? I'm seeing your hand is up. Is that a new one? Right, let's, Mam Mahau, and then Honorable Mente. And then we, let's bring this to a conclusion, colleagues.
Sorry, Chair, it was a legacy hand. I have lowered it.
All right. All right, Mam Mahau.
I'm no longer new.
Okay, Mam Mahau.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I don't know if my memory serves me well, Chairperson. We agreed last time that we are less interested in cutting corners in this matter. Thus, we agreed on your recommendations and your summary that let us first write to the president and ask him some questions. It will depend on those questions whether will it be suitable or be proper for us to invite the president to the meeting. If you listen carefully to some of our inputs here, we are not convinced with the responses from the president, because if you look at from 8.6 to 8.10, the president started his sentences by saying, "I have no information." So which means, o president, akanga convince. That is why I get the thing. We said, I don't know whether I'm correct, you'll correct me, Jefferson, that let us first write to the president. It will depend on his response whether we can invite him. But the general feeling, there are those that are convinced by his responses. But at the same vein, there are those that are not convinced by president's responses. Thus, we are saying, as per your summary, that it will depend on his responses whether we invite him to the meeting. And the legal advice were part of that resolution. So I need to stress that, and I need your guidance around the resolutions we have taken in the last SCOPA meeting. Thank you, Chairperson.
In the last meeting, we indicated that we would write to the president and we would reserve our right as a committee to invite him, and committee members indicated that a summons would not at that point arise, also noting that the president had not given us any reason to believe that he would not cooperate with our process, and therefore we said a summons would be a last resort. And so we are now precisely here because we have written to the president and must consider his responses and then make a determination in terms of where we move and how we move and what we do with his responses. So what is this meeting is as a result of that resolution. Yes, the committee does reserve its right as per the rules and as per the constitution and the act which governs our work. So that's where we were. All right, Honorable Mende, and then I've seen new hands. Honorable Kukas and Honorable Hadeb, I've noted your hands. And then colleagues, let's bring it to some sort of conclusion. All right, Honorable Mende.
Yes, thank you very much, Chairperson. Umam Mahau took the words straight out of my mouth. The last paragraph of our letter is very clear. In following this process and upon receipt of your responses, as a committee will look into it and judge the satisfaction thereof of your response. And in this instance, we're not satisfied with the response. And therefore, we want that meeting with him to clarify himself. Because as far as the response is concerned, it doesn't talk to the utterances in the recording. It might have been the attempt of trying to put it smart and put it civil in a letter which was written in a very civil manner, not in a manner in which the recording came about, is another thing. But to also think that those questions were put in that civil manner to be undermined like that, It's something else. And I would disagree with my colleague to say, who can't play the man, play the ball. There is no man who's being played here. There's a person who gave information willingly. And the information leaked, unfortunately. And in its leaking, it implicated him that he knows something that we don't know. Now, we did not go to the level of looking into his ethical conduct as a president, knowing something. We are advancing our own mandate in investigating the death in which he knows how the money is filtered out of the state into the pockets of the ANC and into the pockets of individuals. So we are not satisfied. If ever that's being playing the man, then we have a different understanding. So the other area, Chair, I wanted to talk to was the area of the report, us waiting for the last part of the report, as he's suggesting. No, we are going to sit and look into the information we have and see how best we deal with this information. And that will be informed by the meeting, the outcomes of the meeting which we are going to have with him as a person who gave information and clarifying the exact words he said himself or what do they mean. You can't say, I'd rather fall on my sword. And then you come and say, I know nothing. You fall on the sword of what? Why would you rather die than to say something? And then when you come, you say, no, it's because I know of things that are in the public domain. No. That has to be clarified thoroughly, what it means. And no, we are not trying to threaten anyone or anything. The very same way that audio leaked, the full extent of the message can still come the very same way. And that's not where we want to go to. And that's not what we want the president to do. Because in our own investigation, we can summon the full recording and get to understand the context and not use this thing of saying, we did not know the full context in which this was said. No, we don't need that. If we have to get to the bottom of this, it then means that we must know the full context in which this was meant. So be it. We'll summon the recording and get to understand it. But we can't brush it off and say, no, he says he knows nothing. Then there's nothing new he can say. No, that doesn't fly. It does not at all. He must give us what he knows. And we are not saying he's at fault. It's up to the public protector to know and parliament to see if ever he has breached his code of conduct and his ethical code. That's not ours, is to make sure that the money that he knows of, which was misspent, filtered out of the state into the wrong pockets and not for the public good, that money must be accounted for. Those that are involved must account, and any other arm of the state that has to deal with, it must deal with. And as SCOPA, we must satisfy ourselves that we did get all the information, we have done everything that we want to do. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Mente, thank you very much. Right, Honorable Bukas and Honorable Hadeb and Honorable Macha will be the last one on this, and then we will thank have you to take a decision.
Thank you, Chair. Sorry for my video, Chair. I'm struggling with network.
No, that's Chair, perfectly fine.
Thank you. Chair, I don't think we say that we are convinced by the response. What we are saying, Chair, is, or what I want to say is, Chair, SCOPA as a post facto committee needs solid inputs from other stakeholders, such as your AG, your GCI and relevant authorities to ensure that the investigations is holistic and comprehensive. So, Chair, in waiting for the third part of the Zondo report, can maybe provide further details or similar or other matters to be answered. But also the third part of the Zondo Commission can clarify things, not to for us to duplicate things. And should other stakeholders, Chair, provide evidence or inferences that the president had knowledge of it, would then be considered to request oral representation. So, Chair, in supporting that we wait for the Zondo Commission, I also want to add that maybe as SCOPA, we should try to form partnership with other committees overseeing different aspects, but which could provide guidance. Mm-hmm. And secondly, that we must consider a small team to work on this case. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you very much, Honorable Pukas. Right, Honorable Deben, Honorable Macha will be the last one.
No, thanks, Chair. I think what is not in dispute here, unless members are hearing this for the first time, is that what the president alluded to, and I repeat, it's information, Chair, that has been in the public domain since 2019. Chair, the president established a high-level review panel in 2018, and the report came in 2019, Chair. That report, it's a public information. It included some of the projects that were used to chow and steal money from the state security agencies. I have read some of what was contained in the report, Chair. Now, I give President the benefit of a doubt. He's the man of the integrity. He has signed on that letter. There is the signature of the president in that letter. And the president is directing us to the relevant public documents, recordings from Zondo Commission for us to also get to know and understand exactly what the president was referring to. In that leaked audio, president did not mention a single name of an individual. When the president said, I know, the president says to us, I was referring to this report. If members were to go and read this report, even them, they would know how money was used. Now, it can't be the responsibility of the president to rehash what is on the report if members don't want to read. And those that want to summon the full recordings, those want to repeat what was said outside in the media, that others will go and summon the full record. So be it. It's none of our business. We're not here to play politics. SCOPA must be insulated from playing politics. We want to get to the bottom of the misuse of the public funds. We have relevant documentation. We have relevant recordings. We have relevant legal opinion that guides us on how to go about dealing with this matter. We have the benefit of having the Auditor General that can assist us with audited statements to get to the bottom of what we want to know. We have the benefit of joint meetings with the Joint Standing Committee on Intelligence if the needs arises. Now, to insist on one man to say something that he has in writing in black and white, pen his signature to say, I don't know. We are not going to fish in the shower for something that we don't know. I refuse for SCOPA to be used as a political football arena to achieve certain interest. And if that's what it's going to be at play, we are equally capable of taking that posture. But thus far, we remain firm and resolute. We refuse to be used for political, selfish, narrow interest. We are going to remain intact within our mandate. Hence, we are saying there is information at our disposal. There is no need for a president to appear before us. The president ceases to be a subject matter in this regard. Unless there's something else that we want, then if you want to go to Zondo, to public protector, members are free to do so. But let us not use SCOPA for that purpose. If members want to summon someone to get full recordings, let them do so, not using SCOPA. We're going to defend SCOPA with all we have in ensuring that we remain true to our mandate, function, and core values, not to be turned into a football arena. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, I see Mom Mahau has taken it. Okay, Mom Mahau, okay, she put your hand was down. All right.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think all of us as SCOPA members are very proud of our integrity. No one on any agenda here. But the point I was raising, we took a resolution in the presence of illegal advisors of the committee that for plan A, we'll embark on writing. Then if not, we agree all of us here that the responses are not satisfactory. But we've got some questions that the president can respond to directly. And if those were the resolutions taken, we succumb to the summary and the proposal from other members saying that let us first write to the president. We did that, all of us. Then the second resolution was, if not satisfactory, it's then that we can invite the president. The question to me is that, are we just waiting for the resolution?
Just 1 second, Ma'am Macha. Okay. All right, you can proceed, Ma'am.
I'm done, Chairperson.
Okay. All right. Colleagues, I think that the issues have been sufficiently ventilated. In this regard, and of course, there are two really polar opposite outlooks on this matter, which require us therefore to take a decision. And usually, can we get that iPhone muted, please? System, we just assist with the muting. Okay, so usually after all our interactions, there's really always what I find to be a meeting of minds and a particular compromise, which whenever these opposing views arises. I'm sensing here that we are not at that point now. I do want to just say that it would be beneficial, as I said the last time, for the committee to interact with the president. Because in really analyzing this whole matter, the fundamental challenge that we have is that either you call it a leak or political battles or what it is. But I think at a higher altitude of oversight and accountability, it is important for there to be a pooling and sharing of resources and information between the legislature and the executive. And this committee being charged with the responsibility of securing the public purse really does need to interact with the head of the executive, which in this case is the president, on the critical areas of corruption, maladministration, and poor governance, which continues to characterize the public sector. So I would imagine that at some point we do need to arrive at that particular point and tone down on the sensational outlook along the lines of summons, and really have a discussion about this. And any other matter really which is well within our purview and of concern to us, because I want to say I agree with the notion that in this case, I see the president as a whistleblower. A discussion is necessary. But I'm getting, of course, the sense that there is no agreement. And fully agree with Honorable Hadebe that this must not be seen and be done to be playing the man, must play the ball. And so the fundamental issue, therefore, is that, as my brother at times has put it, don't play the man, play the ball, unless the man is the ball. In this case, the president has information and clarification is required. But now we've been referred to other investigations and other processes, and there are still processes which are underway. And so what the committee therefore has to determine now is how it structures its own process. Because I think what we can't run away from is that we are all interested at arriving at root cause on these matters. You see, if you read the president's concluding paragraphs, he indicates that in his other capacity as president of the ANC, he is also seized with dealing with matters within his organization of a similar nature. And that's the crux of it. Colleagues will recall, I have pointed out before that our limitation in not being able to engage with political parties who are a stakeholder, as I make an example, in local government is a hindrance in that they deploy and redeploy those who serve in that space. So the uncomfortable political discussions have to be made, but they have to be made on the basis of honesty as opposed to a political witch hunt. And this is where I agree with Honorable Hadebe that we must resist being a political player in as much as all of us here are politicians and deployed on a party of a political basis. But this committee has always endeavored to rise above the divides of politics. But then comfortable political discussions have to be had if we are to complete the full circle of interaction with the relevant stakeholders who have got a stake in the movement of public funds, whether it's those that deploy or redeploy, or those that employ or fire, law enforcement agencies, the executive, the judiciary, and of course the interactions we must have amongst ourselves. So the point I'm trying to make, colleagues, is that it is inevitable that in its culmination, this matter does require, given the extent to which it has now evolved, that a discussion with the president must be had. And I really hope that the operative word there is underlined, a discussion. It is very, very important because the pandemic of corruption will ultimately bring this country to its knees. So colleagues, I'm therefore imploring on you therefore that I'm going to now request that there is a meeting of minds in terms of the due process of which must be followed on this matter. There's a report coming out at the end of the month, which will inter alia by the Zondo Commission, it will inter alia respond to issues or deal with issues of the state security agency. And it is also the same Zondo Commission which has implored on Parliament to take up its rightful place in the constitutional fabric and discourse of this country in terms of its role, powers, and functions as concerned, including but not limited to oversight and accountability. It's very important. So we must therefore, in embracing the realities of the Zondo Commission, also rise to the occasion that it does implore on us to do what we need to do. So there's that. There's a public protector investigation, which is linked to this matter, which we must deal with. And of course, we have to interact now with the state security agency. And we therefore need to make a determination of how, because the fundamental question here is that, is the how part. How do we interact with them? Because there's no doubt that we will, and make a determination of what it is that we want to get from them. And of course, I would imagine the first point of call is to get sight of their books and their audit outcomes. And so therefore a collaboration with the AG is important. So I feel, colleagues, I must place all these matters in their complex nature to you, that let there be a meeting of minds and a consensus on how we structure this. And colleagues must note that I don't want us to go around in circles. If we have to put this matter to a vote, then I'll do so, so that we can move on this matter. And the last point is that we must not prolong this to the point that it becomes a hindrance to the work which is still before us and the program that we have. And I say that appreciating that the matter that we are dealing with must be dealt with, but it is not the only issue and is not the only department or entity we are dealing with. So I am imploring on you then, colleagues, to let there be a meeting of minds. Let us find each other on due process, which must be followed. And as I'm saying, ultimately, in one way or the other, we must actually interact and engage with the president. Somebody was bringing to my attention utterances that the president made this afternoon. I was like, no, he was not talking to us when he said that he's got no problem in meeting with us. He was not telling us. But I think but notwithstand the fact, note that. As an element of a healthy working relationship between the executive. Like I'm saying, the executive must account, and the head of the executive is the president. So colleagues, let there be a meeting of minds on this matter. So I'm going to really implore you that if there's now any proposal, it must be a roadmap style kind of proposal, and let us not seek to miss each other. And I note that there's a proposal that we must invite the president to appear before us. So I think we must lula on that one. We must resolve that one, and as I'm saying, if I have to put it to a vote, colleagues, then I will do so. So can I therefore open hands in that regard?
In which regard, Chairperson?
The regard in so which we need to develop a roadmap on this matter. What do
no,
we
ka logo. No, what ka logo, do chairman. We said as a proposal, I think I set up a proposal which says,
yes,
the legal advice, which is a consequence of your own consultation, begins to advise us that there is a Zondo Commission report, which is going to come out on the end of this month. We need to await that study it, to give them to tease it. Through that report, we're going to find a way of how we deal with these matters which are within our purview in as far as matters of rents and cents as reflected in the response of the president. What else do you want?
No, Babsom, I think you see the issue here. Ma'am Macha, please mute. I think the issue here is we have always endeavored as a committee to have a meeting of minds. And the issue that we have not clarified amongst ourselves is on the key question of the president's appearance, because as you have heard, there are members who are quite categoric in their outlook that the president must appear, and there are those that saying that it must not. So that's what I'm saying, that clarity amongst ourselves is important in the collective spirit of teamwork. So that's where I was. And so I'm saying, a roadmap and an operational framework on bringing this matter to a particular conclusion is necessary. So I take what you are saying and note the other hands, right? Honorable Lubengo, Honorable Mente, and Honorable Hadeb, in that order, please.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm supporting those who are saying it's not good to call the president to come to this committee. Reason being that we should wait for the Zondo Commission to finish its report, then we'll take it from there. I thank you, Chairperson.
All right, Honorable Mente, Honorable Hadebe, Honorable Liz, I'm taking you as you appear on my screen, colleagues.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, we didn't write a letter to the president because there is a Zondo report. We all knew there is a Zondo report, and we all know the content of the Zondo report. If, when, and where we're going to deal with the Zondo report, or it's going to its respective committees as the findings appear, that's something else. We are now diverting our own selves into a Zondo report. A Zondo report outcome is something else. We did not write a letter to the president to say he must explain to us the Zondo report. No. We wrote a letter to him to ask who is responsible for filtering money from the state to the pockets of the people whom are not supposed to be receiving it. That's what we were doing, unless then I was part of something else. But what I was part of and what we wrote on our letter, which is the genesis of this meeting today, had nothing to do with the outcomes of the Zondo Commission. We all know there was a Zondo Commission. We all know how many reports of the Zondo are out. We know that there's a third one coming. And Parliament will deal with it as and when. If SCOPA is coming into that space, good, no problem. If there's money involved and was mismanaged, that's our purview and that's where we come in, that's our mandate. But in this instance, we are not going to be defocused. The Zondo report is something else. Here, the purpose of this exercise was to get information out of the president. Respond to what you are saying, to say there are people who are taking money and use it for things that have nothing to do with the public purpose. And that's what he must come to SCOPA to respond to. Why are we now involving things that were never part of this? So we can't be waiting for the third report. We want to know. The third report will come as and when. It's none of our business. it will come to us, we will strip it, the parliament will deal with it the best way it has been dealing with all the other reports. It's not the first time that the inquiry is coming. And it's not the first time that the inquiry of a corruption nature which deals with who stole where, how, and whatnot. It's not the first time, Chair. Chair, here, the purpose was to get information on who is stealing money from the state into the wrong pockets of either officials, the ANC activities, and whatsoever. I even heard on the legal opinion on the matter of what this new law that deals with the money, disclosures and whatnot and whatnot. That is part of what we'll deal with at a very late stage. Was this followed? Were this prescript taken into consideration and whatnot and whatnot? No. We want to know. There is information that people are stealing money. The president knows this information. We want to know, President, who is stealing money, where is that money coming from, and everything else then becomes secondary to that. Thank you, Chair.
Hadebe, Honorable. I'm just going to go as you appear, colleagues. Honorable Hadebe.
Thanks, Chair. The process going forward, it's contained in the legal opinion. While it is clear that these are serious allegations pertaining to the financial mismanagement of the state security agent, it will be helpful to wait for the third part of the report to avoid duplication. Key and operative words to avoid duplication and to allow SCOPA to consider the matter holistically. Another key and operative word, allow SCOPA to consider the matter holistically. We are not saying we don't want people to appear before SCOPA. Legal opinion are therefore the particular purpose and reason to guide us in this matter. They're saying to us, in the interim, the committee may find it useful to receive briefing from the AG on challenges faced when auditing state security agency and any proposal the AG may have in this regard. We want to deal with matters holistically. We don't want to duplicate matters. How Zondo Commission comes into the picture, these very same issues and matters that we're dealing with have been escalated and ventilated to Zondo Commission. Money of taxpayers has been used for that purpose. It's not going to kill anyone. It's not going to take anything away from us to wait, to consider issues holistically. But if honorable members wants us to exercise our democratic rights, which our forefathers fought hard for, that of voting, we will do so. But it's not an ideal process. We've always reached consensus. Chair, our proposal still stands. That of the legal opinion, we agree wholeheartedly. We are in support of what has been proposed to us as a legal opinion. Anything other than that, we'll have to vote for it. Thank you.
Okay. Honorable Liz, Honorable Van Minen, Honorable Machau will be the last one.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is really about what the president knows and doesn't know, and it's not about the SSA and all the other issues that, in our opinion, are clouding the matter. We gave the president an opportunity to respond in writing to explain what he said, and it's been established that he did say it, And I'm afraid the time has now come that he must then come and appear before us and answer the questions that will be put to them. That really remains our position. It's what I proposed at the beginning of this meeting. And it's really in our mind the only way forward on a matter such as this, which needs to be clarified with some urgency. You cannot have the president of the country laboring or being seen to be obfuscating and not providing the information that Parliament is asking him to provide. So, Mr. Chairman, I'm afraid that remains our position, that President Ramaphosa be not summoned, called, invited to a meeting to speak to us and to answer our questions. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Honorable Van Minden, Honorable Magau, Honorable Tolashe.
Thank you very much, Chair. I must say there's an awful lot of obfuscation going on in this particular meeting. I agree with the Honorable Mentor, and I really want to second the Honorable Lees. We need to now move forward consistently. As we discussed 2 weeks ago when we had this first meeting, we need to call the President to come and give information to SCOPA. And may I also actually remind everybody in this meeting that in the original referral letter from the Honorable Dirks, it was an allegation that the work of the Zondo Commission had potentially been undermined by the fact that the president had not given the information that he subsequently was recorded as saying to the Zondo Commission. And there are also very real possibilities that the Political Party Funding Act has been infringed in terms of the information that is out there. So as SCOPA, we would in fact be erring and not carrying out our mandate if we did not ask the president to come and address us. And that is very firmly our position, and we're going to stick to that. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Magau and Honorable Tolashe will be the last one.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I still stand on my position of saying that we took a resolution in the presence of the legal team that if we're not convinced, we will depend on the response of the president, whether we have to call. There are no responses, they are not convincing. We had clear resolutions. And unfortunately, the legal team then never advised us of saying it will be still early to invite him. So we are advising this. We took a resolution, we're having a resolution as this committee. And the questions that we are having are not for Zondo commissions, are just direct questions to the president. So I don't know what is it that we can wait. Zondo commission will go his own way, maybe the report here will assist us somewhere, somehow. But we've got direct questions that we need to ask the president. Thank you, Chairperson.
This list keeps getting longer. All right. Honorable Tolashe and then Honorable Swartz.
Chair, this meeting is getting longer unnecessarily. You appeal to us to say, let's get control. It seems we're not going to get there because we are convinced in different ways. Honorable Hadebe has articulated the background and went to extent of reading the legal opinion. It's not like, Chair, we don't have a response. We can't be saying, we said last time he must come and he must still come regardless of the response. And you agree after the response, after you have been so agile to take the response back to the legal unit and you are getting that, we have reflected on the matter, extends the consensus. Let's put the process into a democratic and known process. Because we think, I think I am correct, documents. I am convinced this way. And there's nothing out of what has been said by members, with due respect, that changes my stance on the matter, unfortunately. So you are now, this meeting is in your hands, to either allow it to go on forever or follow the processes that is known and accepted. Because anything else, Chair, that you're going to say is not going to assist, because we are tracing the discussions from what we discussed in the last meeting and the response that we received. To an extent, having taken the response to the legal unit is giving us this. There's more information that came before us that makes us to think it is correct, the route. That is almost a roadmap for me. We can't sit here, Chair, and say we don't want the audio report, we don't, it has never come to our attention, because we'll be naive. We care and we are going to use it because it's an eye-opener. It gives us a detail that we will never be able to get in our lifetime. And it has been accepted in all quarters. Let's use it to go to the bottom of the matter. Take the matter to a vote, Chair, so that you can conclude on this. Thank you very much.
All right. And then Honorable Swartz is therefore now the last one on this matter. And colleagues, I will put the... All right, let me... Honorable Swartz.
Thank you, Chair. Chairman, I used to say that we have heard everybody that has spoken, the honorable members in the meeting. And I don't want to repeat what other honorable members have said in terms of where we started with this process and where it has, it is today, an agenda item that we are discussing. So I am saying, Chair, that we'll go backwards and forwards. This matter, Chair, is now solely in your hand, but I'm saying, Chair, that let's go to a vote, because all of us can speak the whole night. I'm sure that all members have spoken and put up their views, but let us also exercise our democratic right and put this matter to a vote so that we can close it at that, Chair. Thank you.
Okay, colleagues, thank you very much. I have already prepped the secretariat will assist because the meeting this evening was called to consider the president's response to a letter sent to him on the 27th of January. And therefore the question before the committee on the basis of the response that he has sent, because I think there has to be clarity on this. There are issues which we have to follow up. The question I'm putting to the committee is whether or not the president be invited to appear before the committee to make oral representations and answer questions of the committee on the issues which emanate out of the recording, the correspondence thereafter that we have received to the president following the questions which we put to him. That is the question. So I'm going to call members one by one. And if you, so the question, if you agree that the president must appear, please say yes. And if you don't agree, please say no. Right. The Honorable Hadebe.
No, Chair.
The Honorable Somio.
No, Chair.
The Honorable Tolasha.
With your respect, no, Chair.
Okay. The Honorable Zibula.
No, Chair.
The Honorable Swartz.
No, Chair.
The Honorable Bukis.
No, Chair.
The Honorable Liz.
Yes.
The Honorable Mente. Oh, Van Minen, sorry. Honorable Van Minen.
Yes, Chair, sorry, yes.
The Honorable Mente.
A resounding yes, Chair.
The Honorable Machau.
Yes, Chair.
Is there any member who wishes to change his or her vote?
Not in our lifetime.
All right. So the question, therefore, is not agreed to. The committee on a 6-2-4 majority has resolved that the president will not be invited to appear before the committee to answer on the allegations of political misuse of funds for political party is, and on the basis of the audio recording and on the responses that he has provided. So that dispenses with that question. Right, colleagues, the second matter, there's somebody calling me.
Honorable Chair?
It's
Honorable Hadebe. I want to put before the committee that we accept the legal opinion as the basis of our project plan moving forward, so that it can also be tested and be put on the vote and it be understood the approach that therefore moving forward.
All right, Bambage, I'm coming to the second matter. Now I'm seeing, now you open, all right. Honorable Mente, Honorable Machau, that is an old hand unless you all right. Honorable Mente.
Legacy hand,
all right. Honorable Mente.
Thank you, Chair. I note the outcome and wish to register that we, as the EFF, will explore other avenues in dealing with this particular matter of people, of a person that can be shielded from accountability by majority. Thank you.
Right. It's very, very difficult being in the chair, right? Colleagues, let us do this. I will beg your indulgence that. Of course, there are still other matters which this matter has brought to light, which must require action as they rightly do and require the committee to have a look at. I will therefore request colleagues that I, on behalf of the committee, be given time with the secretariat and legal to put together an operational framework to deal with this matter and to look at the emanating aspects from the legal opinion. And then we present that to the committee next week and or probably even sooner. And then we know how we're going to be dealing with this matter. So I hope if colleagues, if that is agreeable to you, because the legal opinion is quite broad. It presents a variety of options. I have listened quite attentively to the other aspects which you have raised in this regard. And therefore we need to now consolidate our own outlook, as I've heard you, and the legal opinion, and take out what works for us and what doesn't. But what is clear is that, cited the SSA matter amongst others will have to require our attention. So I'm really putting that proposal, colleagues, that we, the Secretariat and Legal, we put together now a roadmap and an operational framework to deal with this matter so that it can be concluded upon, so that we can actually deal with all the other matters. I hope, colleagues, that you will be agreeable to that, and then we will then bring the meeting to an end. Right, Honorable Hadebe?
Chair, I think it will be prudent to conclude on the way forward, not only to vote on one proposal so that it cannot be misconstrued out there that this matter has now reached its final conclusion. Hence, there was a proposal of saying, in this meeting, let us agree to adopt the legal opinion. In adopting the legal opinion, what's key and paramount in that opinion is for us to wait for the Zondo Commission to be out, which will assist us in dealing with this matter holistically, and it will give us guide on how do we move forward. So the matter is not ending here today.
No, you are quite right, and that's precisely why I'm saying it is now taking this matter forward, right? The legal opinion presents a variety of options amongst others on this matter. I have listened very attentively to the thought process of members on those elements. The issue of the president is done now, but there are issues emanating out of that. And so what I'm saying now, it's how to take those issues forward, right? So there's proposals about waiting. What does that waiting mean? What do we do in the interim? There's a public protector investigation, the SSA's financials. We need to engage with the AG. So a roadmap now is required to, to make the legal opinion a living document. We need to operationalize it. But that operationalization must be inclusive now of the action steps proposed by members in terms of what it is. I don't think the legal opinion as it stands now is a roadmap, but it's provided the options available. So the matter is very much alive. The only issue that we have dispensed with this evening is on the question of the president. So I hope that gives you the comfort you are looking for, Honorable Hadebe.
As the chair pleases, Honorable Member.
Not in court, man. Hey. All right. Are there any other? Okay, so that's the proposal I was having. And Mrs. Dombi advises that we can present that to the committee on the 23rd of February. I hope that is agreeable to colleagues.
Chair.
Hello, Honorable Mende.
No, I hear, Chair, that you will go and do a way forward on every other thing, but there's something we need to correct. We have never adopted legal opinions. It has nothing to do with our proceedings. We get it, it's part of what we do, but to adopt it as a guiding document or something has never been part of our day-to-day or how we do our work. I wanted to just clarify that we're not adopting a legal opinion. It's what we hear and we note it, just like that. Thank you.
All right. I think we are not past each other. All I'm saying is that we've got a legal opinion. It has presented a variety of options. I have listened to members. They've made inputs. They've commented and so on. And I've taken the notes, copious notes of that. And the secretariat has done the same. Now it is to operationalize the process. Let me maybe put it that way. How do we take this forward, factoring in legal guidance, factoring in members' comments? And I would say, let me extend it further and say, if members have got any other issue that they would like to raise or any other input they would like to make, as is per standard procedure in this committee, you can do so. If there's other things that you want to bring in, then you can do so. So I think, what I'm saying is we are putting together our operational framework, a committee operational framework, and we'll present it to you on the 23rd of February. because we are venturing also into new territory now, which we have not looked at before. The SSA amongst us, there's considerations about closed and open meetings. We need to make determinations about all those factors. The option to have a closed meeting is there. Do we take it or don't take it, and so on. So that is, I hope my explanation helps, that we will factor in everything. Right, Honorable Tolasha and Honorable Hatebe will be the last one.
Thank you very much, Chair. Your summary does assist that this legal opinion belongs to us. We will take it and operationalize it going forward. I don't want us to be really strict on what do we say or what we don't say. This legal opinion belongs to this portfolio committee of SCOPA, and now they go to an extent of operating it to a living document so that you are able to know what do we do and when do we do that and how best are we going to go to come to a conclusion as per the advice. Otherwise, that document belongs to us. It was a legal document before that can go anywhere. But now that it has been tabled here, it belongs to SCOPA now, Chair. Whether we want to say you adopt it or we don't want that name, but it belongs here now. It's a document that is going to inform us how do we move forward. Thank you so much, Chair.
Okay, Honorable Hadeb is the last one on this matter.
No, thanks, Chair. We support or adopt the legal opinion as our basis in developing the roadmap on dealing with this matter. The only aspect that we did not agree on is that of establishing the subcommittee. Everything else we support. Thank you.
Colleagues, let's not complicate this.
We can be said we support it.
All right.
Those that don't support Chair has a right to do so. We are not shoving anything to anyone's throat, Chair.
Colleagues, I would implore on you.
Chair, Newton's third law, for every action, there's an equal reaction, but in opposite direction. If you allow others to speak without being recognized, I'm going to do the same.
Wait. As you came in, I was ultimately coming in to deal with that. And that's why I was saying, as I was speaking, let's not complicate this. I would implore on you, colleagues. I plead with you. Let us exercise a particular discipline. I know that there are varying positions on this matter, but ultimately, the work of the committee has to go on. And we are still stuck with each other until 2024, unless our respective political parties reshuffle us. Okay, then that's another story. So colleagues, I would want to really suppress the semantics now and exercise a particular democratic dictatorship and say, we will put together an all-encompassing roadmap of all the variables and factors which are there, and we will deal with. I will in fact endeavor that by Monday you get it so that members can make comments even if it's necessary, Tuesday latest, and then we can discuss it as a committee and arrive at a consensus as we have always done. So I'm pleading that we bring this matter to that kind of conclusion. And as I'm saying, I've taken the notes. I have a sense really of what it's just now a matter of knowing what we do first things first, and when we move. I hope colleagues find that to be in order.
Agreed, Chair.
Right, Nigahle.
No, it's the right, Chair. No, it's the right.
All right, colleagues, let me therefore thank you for your attendance this evening in our graveyard session. as a standard on Wednesdays, and then say that we will meet next week. Sistombi, what is next week, Tuesday? Sistombi?
Aye, Chair.
Public Works Chairperson. Right. Okay, so colleagues, the meeting we will reconvene on Tuesday at 9:30 to deal with matters associated and related to public works. Let me thank Parliament Legal Services who have been with us throughout and all our stakeholders. And to thank you, colleagues, and to, of course, to our team, the Secretariat in its entirety. Thank you very much. On that note, colleagues, the meeting stands adjourned. Good night.
Long live the chair.
Thanks, colleagues.